The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. A black charity boss is at the centre of a race row after being asked where she was really from during a reception at Buckingham Palace. So, who is Ngozi Fulani, and why does this come at such a bad time for the royal family? That's after a short break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That you have asked me a question, and I've answered it several times, in fact, and you do not stop until you get the answer that satisfies you, that I really can't claim to be British.
Ngozi Fulani runs a domestic violence charity called Sister Space, which supports women of African and Caribbean heritage. A few days ago, she went to Buckingham Palace, home of King Charles, for an event to raise awareness of violence against women and girls.
I let my guard down in a space that I thought I was safe in because we deal with violence against women. Now, violence isn't always physical. It can be verbal. And that felt like violence to me.
She met the Queen Consort, Camilla, who organised the event, and she also had a conversation with a woman called Lady Susan Hussey, who had been working at the royal household since 1960. Here's how the conversation went. Where are you from? Sister Space. No, where do you come from? We're based in Hackney. No, what part of Africa are you from? I don't know, they didn't leave any records. Well, you must know where you're from. I spent time in France. Where are you from? Here, UK. No, but what nationality are you? I am born here and I'm British. No, but where do you really come from? Where do your people come from? This was just part of an extraordinary exchange, witnessed by other people and recounted by Ngozi Fulani after the event. Buckingham Palace quickly tried to keep a lid on things.
The palace described Lady Hussey's remarks as unacceptable and deeply regrettable and said that she had stepped aside with immediate effect.
A few days later, Ngozi Fulani was invited to meet King Charles. But by that time, driven by the media and the internet, the story had taken on a life of its own. People attacked Ngozi Fulani for using a different name to her British-sounding birth name, something which is common amongst Black Caribbeans whose ancestors were given the name of their slave owners. Others said that Ngozi Fulani's charity Sister Space was racist for only catering to women of African and Caribbean heritage. Ngozi Fulani set up the charity after a 45-year-old black woman, along with her infant daughter, was murdered by her ex-partner in East London. An article published in the magazine The Spectator said that Ngozi Fulani should have acted with some grace, and that Lady Hussey doesn't have any prejudices, evidenced by the fact that she spent a long time married to a man called Marmaduke, who only had one leg. Ngozi Fulani said that she'd experienced horrific abuse since she'd spoken up about the conversation with Lady Hussey. The irony is that those who have tried to excuse what the member of the royal household said, or attack Ngozi Fulani, have only added to the royal family's problems, because people are still talking about it.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
British royals Prince William and Kate Middleton arrived in Boston today on their first visit to the US in 8 years.
The story about Ngozi Fulani and Lady Hussey overshadowed a major visit to the United States by the Prince and Princess of Wales, which was then further derailed by the release of a hotly anticipated Netflix documentary. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, stepped down from royal duties 2 years ago. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey, Meghan Markle claimed that the royal family was institutionally racist. She said she experienced this firsthand when questions were raised about how dark their son's skin might be. And now, Prince Harry and his wife have released a 6-part documentary, promising to show what happened behind closed doors. The story about Ngozi Fulani will make it harder for the royal family to dismiss some of the claims that might be made by the couple, not least because Lady Hussey wasn't just any member of the royal household. She's the godmother of Prince William and was a lady-in-waiting for the late Queen Elizabeth. She's now created a royal storm, which, against the backdrop of a bombshell documentary, shows no signs of abating. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written and mixed by Xavier Greenwood. While you're here, I'd like to tell you about Tortoise's new series called The Tavistock. In the summer of 2022, the NHS announced it was closing its only clinic in England and Wales that treats children with gender dysphoria. Critics of the service celebrated, its supporters were left in despair. Journalist Polly Curtis has spent months trying to understand what happened at the Tavistock, why it attracted such criticism, and how best to treat young people with gender dysphoria in the future. To listen to the series, search for The Tavistock Inside the Gender Clinic on your podcast app, or click on the link in this episode's description.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across 3 episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.